Dentistry is changing. Technology, education, and resources are closer to our fingertips now more than ever. Are you ready to learn what millennial dentists are doing to exceed patient expectations, enjoy dentistry more, and take more vacations? Or how this generation can join up with the previous ones to make for an unstoppable dental team? Well, wait no longer. Here are your hosts of The Millennial Dentist, Dr. Holsinger, Dr. Payray, and Dr. Sully Sullivan.
And we're live back.
We've got live music.
At the Hinman Dental Meeting.
My Hinman.
Day two.
Friday. What time is it?
Cocktail hour.
It is 4:34.
Yeah.
4:34.
Cocktail hour.
All right. The Hinman people. Yeah.
Super excited. The two co-chairs of the future. This is like the future of
the public
of
meetings,
relations.
Really.
We have Dr. Chauvin and Dr. Christina.
Dawson. Welcome. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
Y'all are the co-chairs for 2019 for the PR.
That's right. Mm-hmm. That's right.
Well, introduce yourselves and tell me more.
I'm a dentist. I work in Peachtree Corners, Georgia.
Cool.
Been practicing for 6 years. Went to school with him.
Mm-hmm. Nice. So.
Yeah. Where'd you guys go to school? UGA?
No, MCG.
Okay, MCG.
Well, they've changed the name a few times.
Yeah, whatever it's called.
Yeah,
that's the Dental College of Georgia.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, that's where we went.
Why is the name keep changing, by the way?
You know, I think they had, there was an effort to consolidate state programs and state schools. And so they were trying to figure out how we can incorporate undergraduate with graduate programs.
I see.
And so they combined Augusta State University with Georgia Health Sciences University, which that's what we were a part of.
So it's a DDS or DMD?
DMD.
DMD, nice. Okay.
I'm pumped to have you on here. Yeah. Look, what I wanted to talk about is basically these meetings are changing. They've got to change, frankly. And y'all play a crucial role in that. And the reality is these meetings have so much to offer young dentists and new dentists. So talk about kind of what y'all are trying to do. And when you look at these meetings and you're like, you know, because the cool thing about it is y'all are in a position to change things and do things. And the reality is that all of us that attend these meetings get so much out of it. Yet for some reason, our generation of dentists struggle to
attend.
Yeah, to attend, to see the value. I don't know what you want to call it. Maybe it's because it's not cool, it's not flashy, I don't know what it is. But talk about what y'all are trying to do and what Hinman's doing. And because
talk a little bit about the history of Hinman. I wanted to just bring that up. Yeah. And then what are these? So, I mean, just go on.
You want to start?
No, you start.
Okay, so the history of Hinman is it started like back in 1912.
Wow.
With Dr. Hinman. He wanted to create a study group that brought people together where they could review cases, learn new techniques, stuff like that. And it was by invitation only that you would come to this meeting.
Okay.
So, and then it's evolved to now be where almost 20,000 people come.
Wow.
There's 800.
That's insane. 20,000?
Yeah.
I mean, the
I saw there were like 6,000 dentists here.
Yeah. But then there's all the hygiene staff, office managers.
Auxiliary team members.
Yeah.
100%.
So 800 exhibitors.
Wow.
800.
Yeah.
One podcast.
Wow. One podcast.
And that's
called
Millennial. The first podcast.
The first podcast of Hinman.
Yes.
And
so this started in Atlanta too. Dr. Hinman, Thomas Hinman was in Atlanta and he wanted to do a study club. And I mean, from then on, it took, 106, 107 years now.
Yeah.
It's been growing.
That's crazy. Just think about 100 years ago. How would the study clubs look like? What would they talk about?
Articulators. That's what I think.
Yeah.
A lot of articulation.
Hey, what are you going to do with this guy? Dentures or extraction?
Yeah.
Wow.
But the whole mission of the Hinman is to give back and to be able to help those that are going through school. So,
Well, that's something I didn't know about.
So, nonprofit.
First off, Hinman's completely nonprofit. Right. And how much money are they giving away in scholarships each year? Do you know how much they're giving away?
Well, I know to MCG last year they gave $25,000 scholarships.
Wow.
I mean, it's in the $100,000 and $200,000 range.
Wow.
That's
insane.
Not just MCG, they're giving the scholarships to all the surrounding states as well.
Yeah. Assisting schools.
In Tennessee, I know, get some, and like basically the whole Southeast.
You know, in the scholarships, it allows students to come and actually see what Hinman is
all
about.
Right.
And so, you know, we're trying to engage that millennial generation. There's a new wave of dentists that are coming out, and they want to be able to appeal to them.
Yeah.
And so not only by, you know, recognizing them in their scholarship efforts, you know, we want to bring them here. We want to show them what this is dentistry. This is modern dentistry.
Well, to me, there's no reason there shouldn't be, you know, 2,000 dental students.
Right.
Or 5,000 dental students. Or like, I mean, because to me, if you're a dental student, it's free. Free education. You know.
The networking possibilities.
The networking is unbelievable.
I think the networking is more valuable than some of the education you get.
Right.
Well, that's because, and they should see that.
Yes.
Because the reality is if you want to go to school somewhere, if you want to go work back somewhere in the Southeast specifically, you have every rep, every manufacturer rep, distributor rep that you could imagine here that has endless possibilities to network. And so it's a phenomenal opportunity to, one, meet people. You know, it's a phenomenal opportunity to see what's out there from a product development standpoint. To try new stuff, because what we realized in dental school is, what was like the composite y'all used in dental school?
Oh, I don't even remember.
Do you remember like the bonding agent or composite or something?
Yeah, Optibond.
Yeah, I know that.
Optibond Solo. That's what we used too. And I was like, so when I graduated, I was like, oh, Optibond Solo is the only bonding agent there is. You know, and then you realize like, oh my gosh, there's not only is there like 30 different manufacturers that make bonding agent, but then there's like self etch, total etch, no etch, whatever the etch is, what the etch, you know.
And so you need somewhere to basically continue your education.
100%.
That's what the etch. We pride ourselves in continuing education.
Yeah.
Yes. Obviously, you can see how many courses are going on right now. There's a hands-on course going on right in front of us.
Yeah. What's cool we talked about earlier is about what I love about this too is that my big and payment we talk about this on the podcast all the time that one of the big problems with education right now is when you go and listen to somebody, what are they selling at the podium?
Right.
You know, are they selling something? Are they selling their CE course? What is it they're selling? And now what's cool about what Hyman does is it's all very vetted to a degree. They're like, there's not really a, and yes, people have their end games and that sort of thing, but at the end of the day, it's not like you're not going to go hear an implant restoration procedure that's branded and sponsored by so-and-so.
Right.
And that's cool.
Right. Yeah. And how did you guys get involved with this?
Yeah.
Like, how did you, because you guys, you finished your school, and then there was the Hyman. Now, were you guys required in as part of your curriculum to come to Hyman at all?
So we were not required. We were encouraged. I've been coming to the Hyman since freshman year.
Wow, that's awesome.
And so I was exposed to the exhibit floor, and this is where I spent most of my time if I was not taking a class, just meeting with people, networking, and really trying to figure out what kind of dentistry I wanted to practice. I still didn't know when I was a freshman. So I've been involved for a very long time. Christina, you know, her family, comes from a family of dentists.
No way.
So she's, you know, her roots.
That's my dad right there.
Her roots,
roots
to the Hyman are a lot deeper.
Y'all look alike.
And so, you know, she's been around the Hyman for a very long time.
Yeah.
Cool.
So my dad's a Hyman member, and so I remember Hyman from when I was very little.
Yeah. So how many generations of dentists are in your family?
It's just my dad.
Just your dad. Cool.
Yeah.
So when how did he decide to get involved in Hyman? Just being around here.
I think dentistry can be somewhat isolating when you get out.
Yeah,
you're used to practicing with all your classmates, and it's really nice to have a group that you can rely on, not only just for continuing education, but ask staff issues and just kind of know in the community. So
it's a shoulder to lean on.
Well, and I'll kind of wrap up things on from my end as far as like what ultimately what this comes down to is what's awesome about one, this meeting, and two, meetings in general, is that I get to meet people like y'all. I mean, I've developed more relationships, more mentorships from in-person continuing education, in-person meetings, that what this is so much bigger than going to a class or walking to the exhibit floor, that there's really so much that you can gain from that, which we can't gain from online education.
Right.
And so for me, it's a huge opportunity and an awesome opportunity, and one that I'm like, hey, look, everyone should come, because it's going to make you better at what you do just from being around other like-minded people.
Right.
And we don't get that, like you said. So that's kind of my two cents, I guess, why I love this place.
You know, being, you know, coming from that millennial generation, we find ourselves, you know, not having as much or not emphasizing the human interaction, but this is what really brings us together and reminds us that we need to stay connected.
100%.
Absolutely.
We have to. And if we don't, we're going to, you know, it's not going to be good. So.
And you do also teach, Shivan, right? You also speak and do talk about social media and how much it's important as far as building your practice.
Absolutely, absolutely.
He's the ask the expert.
Ask the expert.
Ask the expert.
Tell us a little bit about that.
Oh, man. So, you know, social media, it's if you don't have a virtual existence where people can find you and just see what you, you know, see your platform, then it makes it a lot harder for people to connect, right? So a lot of the way that we connect to people is emotional, right?
Yep.
So our connection that we have is because we like things that we're...
Similar things.
Yeah, we like similar things. So how do you showcase some of that? Social media is a great way to do that, but it's also a great way just to connect to people.
Yep.
So I and I know the Henneman is really just that's why her and I are involved. You know, we've been practicing for.
You see the benefits of it.
We see the benefits. We understand it. You know, not everyone understands social media.
Yeah.
Other older generations. So we're kind of bridging that gap. We're trying to connect all the dots, bridge the gaps, and just get as many people as involved as we can.
Well, and the reality is, when you touch on that bridging the gap thing, we have so much to gain from older generations.
Right.
Yes.
And like we are so stupid to try to reinvent. I mean, you get this with your dad being a dentist.
Yeah.
We're so stupid to try to reinvent the wheel.
Right.
And like I'm sitting here and so successful because of like my dad and like the education he's had, the mentorships he's been. So like really, if you don't have family, like what other better place to come than in a place where there's multiple generations working together to build that and learn that?
Well, relying on the older generation is almost like a little mini residency.
100%.
Whatever you want to learn. Like if you want to learn how to take out teeth a different way, I mean, they've done every mistake.
Yeah,
right.
Why would we try to?
We're learning. I think it's just fun working in a practice.
It's just fun working in a practice where there's other dentists too involved. Like right now, I'm struggling because I don't have any other dentists, just me, right? And I used to be in a practice where like four of us, and it was so cool because we had people and we were like, hey, these patients were like, hey, what would you do for this pathology? Like, what do you think this is? Like differential diagnosis. And then you talk and it's fun too for the patient because they see that, oh, there are three dentists that are actually looking at my mouth and I'm only paying one of them or whatever is going on. So it is totally like me. I'm not coming from a background of dentist family, but that's why these courses and going to these meetings have allowed me to have more than so many fathers and role models and mentors in the game that people do that have the dentist family in them and they don't even have that much connections because they don't go to these things. So
100%.
I try to 100%. Tell people that as much as possible, like, hey, you got to go out and you got to, especially meetings like this, to where you can get every type of dentistry possible, right? There are courses from hygiene. I mean, gosh, I was looking at the course list and there were pages and pages and pages of different courses to where my team right now, they're all taking classes.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, it's fun.
They're not here, but
they're taking some classes, and it's so many courses, and I love it.
So I got a question for you guys.
I'm here.
All right. So what inspired you to begin podcasting?
Honestly, it was real simple. It was we graduate. We have the same questions, the same concerns, and we sit around, and we talk about them, and we hang out and try to figure out. And look, at the end of the day, I was so fortunate to be blessed with a great situation. And a father who was willing to let me come in, willing to invest in technology, willing to invest in new ideas, who was really beneficial to that. So I was given a super leg up early. You know, a lot of my classmates didn't get that kind of out of the start head start that I got. And so when I kind of realized we were kind of figuring stuff out and had the ability to fail in areas, then we try things and they'd work. I was like, we should share this. And then the reality is we don't know it. Half the stuff we need to know. So why don't we just call people and
ask them,
ask the professionals. Yeah. So then I call Payman and you know, Payman was at the time, he was at Affordable. He's trying to do a startup and figure it out. I was like, dude, what you're doing is so unique. And is because it is such a challenge to so many dentists because I've kind of seen, okay, this is what it's like to be an associate into a partner. But like, dude, you did corporate into a startup. I was like, that story needs to be told. Right. You need to be a part of this. You know, like I can't do this alone. Another buddy of ours was doing pediatric specialty. And so I was like, these stories need to be discussed and told. And so really at the end of the day, it's about impact. It's about, we have an opportunity to, I think, positively impact our generation to motivate them to do something different, empower them and really chase the dream because at the end of the day, We can do anything, and I always joke. I said we have the potential to be the greatest generation ever, because we have the number one thing that no other generation has had, and that's access to information. Mm-hmm. So if we utilize that in the best way, we could be unstoppable.
Yep. What do you think?
And a platform to broadcast it.
Yeah. It was so rewarding at the beginning where Soli started it, and he told me about it, and like, hey, I have this idea of like, why don't we just start podcasting? And I started back then, started listening to some of these podcasts, and I was learning so much listening to some of these podcasts on my commute to work. And when he said that, hey, let's start our own, because we could talk about so many different aspects, I was like, what do you want to call it? And he's like, Millennial Dennis. And I'm like, gosh, that is so true. Because our generation, we're going through such a different phase that there are so many things happening as we speak, as far as digital technology, 3D printing, and now how can we work in the same place as the older generation and work together in such a good collaboration, team manner, and still give so much, and why don't we talk about it? So we started recording, and then as soon as we start recording, we get so many replies, and it was fascinating. We're like, if we're actually inspiring so many folks, let's just do more and more. And that's how we got super excited and kept doing it. And even right now, we're getting so many messages every day from the podcast.
And I think what it does and what I think is cool about it, and one reason I love the name is like, it's polarizing, right? When you hear the word millennial, that like immediately like irks emotion one way or the other.
Right.
And I got so sick and tired of hearing shit about our generation, people being like, they're whiny, they want it now, they don't want to wait, they're entitled, blah, blah, blah. And a part of me was like, you know what? I don't care. Maybe I want it now, but I'm going to freaking go get it, and I'm going to earn it, and watch me do it. And if you, and while you're sitting around bashing my generation and waiting for it, you know, and trying to figure out what the heck we're doing, I'm going to figure it out. And so really part of it was like, we should not only kind of turn the tide in that, but we should own it. Yeah. I was like, I want to be the one that carries the torch. We want to be the ones that carry the torch to say, look, don't be proud of your generation. Be proud of what we're doing, because we have something that we could really do, and we could do a lot of things special. And that's what I see is happening. And I think that's one of the reasons that it's been so successful is because people realize, like, shoot, we do have that voice. And let's be that generation that says, you know what? While y'all are all pointing out the negative points about our generation or whatever, then we're going to be making our wave. These are both really long answers to your question, but we get passionate about it. We get excited about it because it is cool.
And I think that...
But think about it, though. Don't you think that the millennials need a little bit of courage and encouragement and motivation? That's why we're doing this right now, because we want to get them involved. We want to get more podcasts here. We want to get more young people in this, because the more they're there, then the dentistry is growing and the patients ultimately getting help so much.
Well, and I know that the Hinman is all...
Andrew, how's class? Good?
Good.
I know that the Hinman is all ears for that, because we're all about, I mean, it says it on your badge, experience Hinman.
Before you guys were on there.
Invest in your future.
Invest in your future. Before you guys got on there, we actually went on like a few minutes talking about Hinman and thanked them for having us and doing this, because it's such a good opportunity. I've never had, I mean, this is amazing to be able to do this at such a big event. Such as Hinman, because I've always, like, when I went to school, Hinman was a big deal, right?
It was a big deal.
And, like, to be able to, I mean, be here and have an exhibit, I mean, it's amazing.
They're excited to have y'all.
Yeah. Looking forward to next year. I mean,
can't wait.
We just have to be a little bit closer to the front, I think.
So what do you envision for next year?
Gosh, you know, what I think would be really cool is I think podcasts are huge. I think the reality is more and more people listen to podcasts. They're more and more a way that we are getting information. So I think one is I want more of my fellow podcasters to be here. You know, I think it would be so cool to have like podcast road, so to speak, where, you know, you have, because then it becomes more engaging, because we have, I mean, the reality is we have fans, you know, we have people that like they love this stuff and they listen to it. And so what's cool is to have that interaction and that energy that I think we all bring. What I also think would be cool to do is to have some sort of a live, like almost like the college game day setup, where you have this kind of large, you know, area where, you know, companies can showcase products, where we can talk about different things, where we could have speakers come and talk about some of the questions and kind of like an interview panel type discussion, something that really just like lightens up the exhibit floor and gives it something different than that, what no one else
like
is
live
doing.
Broadcast. I feel like live broadcast, bringing live stories that as we speak, for example, like digital smile design in like a live patient, where their audience listening and watching.
Or why aren't we broadcasting these? Why aren't we telling the stories of these scholarship winners?
Right.
I mean, all these people that are winning these scholarships, there's a story behind those people.
Right.
There's a story behind the money that's going there. I didn't know before a year ago that there was even scholarships given out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that should be on the main stage of like, boom, this is, you know, look at, this is the story, this is the impact, and this is what we're doing. And everyone here is a part of that because you're here.
The journey.
Because it's about the story. I mean, I always joke, you look at like the Olympics, the Masters, sports. I think sports do a great job of it because why do we latch on to a Lindsey Vonn or a Tiger Woods or someone like that? It's the story, right? It has nothing to do with the fact, well, that does help that they win. We like winning, but it's the story, right? It's the journey.
And the Masters probably does it. They create this 100% level of
this aura.
Yeah.
So I think that's what this place needs. I think it needs an aura. I think it needs and so that's what I hope. I hope that we can see.
Well,
let's
Christina,
get input.
I think we have our work cut out for us.
I think y'all do a great job. Hey, well, thank y'all so much for joining us on the podcast.
Yeah, it's
been fun. This is
Ben,
as always, brother.
Thank
good
you.
To see
you. Take care.
All right, everybody. Work smarter, not harder. We'll see you soon. Welcome back, everybody, to the Millennial Dentist Podcast.
We keep thinking this is the last one, and then we get like, no, we got to do this, people.
This is the last one.
This is the last one.
We are closing up Hinman, day 3.
Day 3.
It is 1 o'clock. It has been a phenomenal meeting, and I really do feel like there's no better way to end the meeting off with talking with some Hinman members. So not only just Hinman members, Dr. Lee, you've been a past general chair. You're the program chair for next year. And then Dr. Adam Hodges joining us. You've been on the podcast
back
before.
Again.
Shoot,
yeah,
I love
yeah.
it.
Back again.
You know, a local dentist and a member of the Hinman. And look, we've been so thankful. It's been a great opportunity to be here for y'all to allow us to record and do all this on the exhibit floor. It's been a blast.
It's the first time at the Hinman having a podcast booth.
Well, it's awesome, man. Thank you guys for being here.
No, it's awesome. We're very lucky and blessed to be a part of it because we've got a ton of feedback already from 2 days that we've been doing it. And
awesome.
I'm like, gosh, thank you so much for the opportunity.
Yeah.
So tell us, introduce yourself.
Yeah,
let us know. Okay, go ahead.
So I'm Dave Lee. I practice on the south side of Atlanta. Been in Hinman for 34 years now. And so it's been probably one of the best organizations I've ever been in. Sully, we were talking a little bit about differences in Hinman. It's the only organization I'm in where there's 100% participation by the members. If you're a member of Hinman, you have to volunteer for at least a full day here at the meeting. Otherwise, you don't maintain your membership. And so I think that's one of the things. I mean, we're going to hear Adam talk here in a minute, but it attracts people like Adam who are dedicated to the profession. We come for the fellowship and the education. But I mean, it just attracts a different kind of person, I think, you know?
I agree. And my name is Adam Hodges, and I'm a general dentist in Asheville, North Carolina. I met you guys in Asheville when you were at the ASDA meeting there. And yeah, I had a great time. And you know, I've been coming to the Hinman meeting. My dad's a dentist. My brother's a dentist. I've been coming to the Hinman meeting since my freshman year of dental school. Never missed a meeting. And it's right that the members give back. They give of their time to volunteer at the meeting. And most members will volunteer a lot more than their minimum time, which is kind of interesting. Like, I know I've served on 2 different committees while I'm here. I didn't have to do that, but it's just, you like being involved. It's a lot of fun. They make it interesting. They take care of the members as well as the people who are here. It's just a great organization, and it's really a lot of fun to be involved in. So even being in Asheville, I sort of missed my connection to Georgia dentistry and Hinman members, and a lot of my classmates are Hinman members, so it's just wonderful to come back and spend time.
How do you become a Hinman member?
Well, you have to apply for membership, and so they have a, and then you have, basically you're put up by somebody for membership, and then the, I guess, you know, Dave, you could tell them a lot more than I could about this, because I haven't gone through that side of the process, but then basically the membership has a meeting about it, and then you're voted.
Right. Cool, that's really neat.
Right.
That's awesome.
And you have to have at least 3 people to nominate you.
Wow.
And
so you went to school, you guys both went to school in Georgia?
Correct.
Right.
So that's how you first got to know the Hinman and how, what's going on?
Yeah, same for me. When I was still in dental school, we could come to the Hinman for free. And I came and I saw dentistry being presented and taught that I didn't even know existed.
Yeah. In a way more fun way.
Oh, for sure.
What's nice about this meeting, too, is there's a lot of free CE. So, I mean, as a dental student, I would admit it was probably mostly about toothbrushes and toothpaste and trying to get my year's supply of paste. But then it became about your learning. And so there's a lot of free CE. And at that time, I couldn't afford to take CE. So that was really nice to come to the meeting and do that and learn a lot.
Yeah.
And do it on a budget, obviously.
Yeah.
And you're in Atlanta, so I mean, it's a nice meeting to be here in Atlanta. There's plenty to
so
do.
So how do you guys come up with this? Like, how does this work? Because we don't know anything, or Dennis don't know. How does this, how do you guys get speakers, or how do you plan on having how many courses for this? Because you just said you, before we started, you said you started adding the lab technician side, which is a whole another paradigm shift, right?
Right, right. So, I mean, we're actually a study club. And that's what we are. And so our whole meeting is based on education. And we're one of the few meetings that don't take sponsorships. So when a speaker comes here, they come with a contract to us, agreeing not to take any supplemental money from other manufacturers or other companies. They're here to present and to educate. I mean, that's what we're
about. So it's
not
like the podium sponsored by Nobel implants.
Exactly. And so I think you guys have sensed a different feel
Absolutely.
Of what happens
yes.
here.
Totally.
And so I think that's part of it too. So when we're out, we start scouting, what we call scouting, looking for speakers all over the world, all over the country, sure. 3 years before the meeting actually takes place. And so we're trying to...
Because you already have the speakers for next year. I already saw the lineup, and it's amazing.
Yeah. But we're still adding speakers, and we're still moving some things around, because as we come here, we learn more. I mean, we meet people like you all, right? And so there are things that we haven't seen or we haven't thought about, or that we find we need to take care of. So then we try to fill those needs and fill that thing.
Well, and we're at a very unique time, I think, with meetings and summits and stuff in general, just because it's such a... It's such an ever-changing flow of the way we access information, we get education.
Sure.
I mean, we have such an online presence. And so trying to weave and weave and figure out, okay, what's the best way to do that can be really hard, when forever it was you could do it this way for so long, and all of a sudden it's like there's such a wealth of change right now that's got to be hard
I guess. Right, because you have to cover those things. By the same token, you just mentioned the lab technician program. So they're over here doing demonstrations, and the room is full because they see the guy actually do it, can ask questions, you know, why does this work? Why do you do this? How does this happen? And the attendees are sitting there. They've seen it. They've seen it on YouTube or video or someplace else. But when you can be there with
hands-on, it's a whole other story, which we've been talking about for the past 2 days, how much important it is. Because me and Sol, we are so good on online. Like, I can find you so many videos on Instagram or like, Zygoma implants this and that. But then it's nothing till you actually see the instructor, sit down and have that networking. And it honestly amplifies the knowledge and education to a whole another level, which we want to get more and more young people get to come to these things.
Yeah. Well, I think that's part of the evolution too, is that they look at things and say, how do we appeal to young dentists? So, you know, having podcasting is something that's really, there's a big buzz around podcasting. Of course, you guys have done very well. As you look at that, that's part of why being here is important, is because they want to understand how to appeal to young dentists for the future of him, and not just today. They're not doing the same thing they've always done.
And the future of dentistry too, because dentistry is certainly changing. I mean, the corporate structure and things. But at the end of the day, we are in a people business. I mean, what we do is a very personal profession, you know? I mean, and so at the end of the day, it's how do we take care of people? And there are enough of us who really have a passion for what we do and who we do it for. And that's who we want to be a part of. I mean, we want to keep that going. I mean, Adam's a young dentist, but he's a fabulous dentist.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, and I think, honestly, if I look, even like part of the reason why I think we've been successful as a podcast is because we live in such a bubble.
Right.
In what we're doing in our day-to-day practice, that we need some sort of emotional connection with other dentists.
Sure.
And we really lack that. And that's where I think, I mean, if we look back, I mean, I look at my career and in-person education, this is my fourth Hinman, since the year I graduated, I've been going every year. And the relationships and frankly, some of the mentorships that I've gotten out of just meeting people here is so much more, you know, tenfold. It's the CE after the CE, right?
Yeah, like
it's the CE over drinks and that sort of thing. We just don't get in online education other aspects of that nature, which is cool, I think.
Yeah.
Well, it's a way to also make a valid and educated connection with the dental world. What you guys are doing is so nice, because you're taking dentists and you're providing information to other dentists, which is the most responsible way that you should get it. And then you're doing it at a high level. So that's what's nice, is this emerging trend. And even people who maybe haven't been into podcasts, people who are older, are saying, I didn't realize there's a way to learn like this. And I certainly will put this on in my car or listen to it. And I can tell you, maybe 2 years ago, I didn't listen to a lot of podcasts, but now I love dentistry. podcasts are always on my car. I don't listen to the radio anymore. I listen to podcasts. And it's great. I'm getting great information, which
sure.
is wonderful.
We love it. It's like free CE for us.
It is. Yeah.
So, Dave, tell us about one of the coolest things I had no idea about, I guess, until really we started talking before, when Adam and I talked about last time, is the scholarship stuff.
Right.
Really, first off, the fact that the Hinman's free to dental students is insane. So it's a no-brainer that all these students should be coming. But one of the things I didn't realize was that y'all were giving out, you know, thousands of dollars in scholarship money.
Yeah, we've been blessed to be very successful. We have. So, you know, year to year, we give away somewhere between $750,000 and $1 million in scholarships. And those go to dental students, hygiene students, assistants, lab technicians, especially the schools in the Southeast that work closely with us. We help them with programs they have within their schools. So,
and they come from the dentists that have been to him, and who are the donators that are putting that?
It's actually any excess profits that we have from the meeting. So okay. we're a nonprofit meeting, and so whatever's left at the end of the day, that gets
that
given away.
Out. Wow.
Yeah,
when you have so much of the work being done by dentists or volunteers, there is money available to give back to the
exactly.
schools.
Yeah.
I mean, when I was in dental school, I always knew about him and in the dental school as well as because of what they were contributing to Georgia.
So how does that work? I know it's mostly a lot of the schools around the Southeast, right? That are giving scholarships.
Right.
And then are these given out by the schools how do students apply for these scholarships or can they potentially get these scholarships?
Combinations of them, because some of them there's applications and the students come here to the meeting and actually receive those scholarships. In other instances, we'll go to the school. And so we have one school that we gave them a certain amount of money and they go, what we'd really like to do is spread this across 25 students or 40 students. We'd like to help as many as possible. And they may be a smaller amount that getting, but everybody needs a little break. So it works both ways. You know, we'll have students for a certain amount, but then we'll work with schools to try to help them out.
Well, I think that's kind of neat too, because then you get to, you know, if I get a scholarship from something like Hinman, then I'm probably going to go, what's the Hinman, you know, or check it out.
For
so then
sure.
you're engaging more people. And I think that's actually a cool thing is, you know, having the potential to engage more people and students. Because problem, I think the biggest part of, you know, what we felt like was we were like, shoot, we hadn't done a good job of looking and researching and doing it. We didn't know a lot of the things. And so it's been really interesting to kind of see that what all it can do and that sort of thing. But
well, and I mean, you know, I feel it from Adam. Adam knows when he's volunteering and helping out here that he's contributing to a dental student or a hygiene student or somebody else. And so, you know, that's pretty fulfilling when you can have fun.
Absolutely.
But pass it
Tell
back.
Us about all the other events that are going around. Because obviously, you think continuing education, you think classes, hands-on courses, free CE. And then obviously when I think about him and I think about coming down the escalator and like the most massive exhibit floor ever and having all the vendors. But there's a lot of other things going on, you know, during the day, after hours, events that y'all are putting on and doing. Talk about some of those events, because it really is a weekend of entertainment and fun.
And also, but what he said to complement that is also we want to know more people as far as who are the people behind the scene also that are helping set these things up. Because I want to know that like the way that, because you're a program chairman.
Right.
And then like what are the responsibilities you, what have you done and what are the other people like, because there's so many people have to come together to
sure.
put this up. And I want to give a shout out. This is a good time to give them all the thank you for putting something like, because it's amazing.
So the shout out goes to people like Adam who show up and help us out. We have about 40 different committees within
40
Hinman.
Committees. Wow.
And the chairman of every committee is a Hinman member. And we do this with a staff of 7 people. Okay, this whole meeting is done with a staff of 7 people, and they're fabulous. And let me tell you how great they are. And but we also have to give thanks to guys who 30 years ago sat down with some protocols and some sequences of how people move and how people are promoted, and you get to this point after you've been to this point. So. For the folks that have been general chairman of this meeting, they basically stepped in line 15 to 20 years before they become general chairman.
So they understand exactly how the meeting works, and
yep.
there's a very
yep.
logical progression. And
yes.
like for
yes.
example, I worked last night. Hinman Night Out is a big party that goes on Friday night, and it's for the people who come to Hinman. And I was on that committee, and several of the Hinman staff members were tirelessly working with their shoes off, running from place to place to get everything done. And you know, they just to make sure that everybody had a good time at the aquarium.
Yeah.
And so it was an amazing event. They did a great job. They knew exactly what we were supposed to do. Those people work very hard.
Oh, they
and
do.
They're always impressive. They communicate very well with us.
Yep.
And you know, there's a big discussion before we started last night. The discussion was, hey, listen, we're here to serve these people. We want to make sure they have a good time and that this is about him and this is not about us. And we got focused before we started to make sure we knew our priorities.
Sure, sure. That's awesome. That's awesome.
Well, and I think it goes back to Dr. Hinman. When he started this meeting in 1912, one of the requirements was if you came to Hinman, you were required to go back and teach your local colleagues what you learned at the Hinman meeting. That was a prerequisite. And the second one, he started in the beginning when his speakers came to Atlanta, they were met at the train station by a Hinman member who hosted them and brought them to the meeting and introduced them. And so that's a tradition we still continue to this
day.
That's
neat. That's really neat. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I love the bottom. Invest in your future, I think, is one of the
great
because the reality is that's why one, I mean, it's so been a, it, I mean, look, at the end of the day, selfishly, we get out so much by coming here. I mean, that's the thing. I mean, as a dentist, I have the opportunity to, I really am investing in my future because I have the opportunity to see so much. And we talk about this all the time. The problem is, especially when we graduate with new dentists, is you just don't get exposure to different materials, different marketing strategies, all this different stuff. I didn't know the difference between a distributor and a manufacturer. When you're I was like, why can't I just buy it from them? Why do I have to buy it from Henry Schein or Patterson? I can't just buy
it
from...
Makes no sense.
That doesn't make any sense. And so Hinman was where I learned that a lot of those things, you know? And so, because if not, then you're at the mercy of the reps that you have, the company who come in your door that, you know, there's a ton of really good ones out there, but there's also some ones that aren't so good. And so it's fantastic being in an environment like this where you, we bumped into probably how many of our colleagues?
Gosh.
20, 30 people this weekend?
That's a great thing. I mean, you know, for me, I graduated 17 years ago, but I run into my classmates every year at the meeting. We sit and talk. What are you doing now? And so a lot of times in your own office, you're on an island and you feel kind of lonely. And then you get back and like, hey, are you having this? And you realize that they're having the same struggles you are, and depending on where you are in your career. So there's so much to learn. And so initially you get out of dental school and you feel like you know everything because you just were taught everything. And then you realize I know nothing because these patients are much harder than what I saw in dental school. And then it takes you years to develop those things. And coming to meetings like this helps that progression happen faster.
Yeah. Yeah. And for me to come and be a part of an organization that has young dentists in it like Adam. And I sit here and ask him what he's doing in his practice. And so he runs down a list of services he's providing and go, oh, my goodness, I better get on the stick here because this guy's pushing me, right? You know, I mean, but it's awesome because.
But the best part about that is that you're probably going to go to him. Whoa, Adam, I've tried that and let me save you a headache. That's not working.
Fair enough. But one of the great things about him, and if you look in our membership, we are full of young folks like Adam.
That's exciting. Yeah,
in our society in general, we're always like moaning and groaning, like where are we headed, right? Right. I mean, all the time.
But what's interesting is I'm surprised how many members I met last night at Hinman Night Out that were relatively new graduates who are Hinman members.
Yes.
They came out with a feeling or an obligation to serve, and they're serving immediately, which is wonderful to see.
Yeah.
And they have all this knowledge they're coming out with. So it's this exchange that you get, and they want to be involved. They see the value.
Yeah, it's wonderful.
It is.
Totally.
Well, thank you so much for jumping in here and kind of giving
a pleasure.
Because that's the thing. At the end of the day, I think our listeners need to know more about it, and it needs to be something that we need to be doing because I think the reality is these type events, specifically the Hinman, really make our profession better. And honestly, we can't. It's going to be hard to move into the future without these strong meetings like this. So thank you both for what you're doing. Thank you again for letting
thank
us be a
so
part.
Thank you so much. Thank you guys.
Great to see you.
Yeah, what a pleasure.
All right, everybody, work smarter, not harder. And I am super pumped now to bring in a couple guests. One of like my favorite new friends, soon to be Dr. Alex Howell. How are you?
Soon. I got a whole another year.
You're kind of soon, though. And Jackson, what's your last name?
Griffith.
Jackson Griffith. The reason I wanted to bring you two on, obviously, Alex, we could talk about fun stuff all the time,
yes,
and meetings and that sort of thing,
yes,
but really what I wanted to add this into this episode that we're doing about Hinman and talking about it and what the meeting is, because y'all are two scholarship winners. Way cool. Tell us about this process, how this happened. Like, I just need to know more because I didn't even know they gave scholarships out. I'm like, I should have done this when I was in dental school.
All right. So Jackson and I both won scholarships in the past for Hinman, and we got the email saying that we've won a scholarship, and we just both assumed that it was just a recognition luncheon for one of our previous scholarships.
Sure.
Then we find out that it's another scholarship. So it has been...
Yeah, it just sounded like a fun weekend. And they're like, hey, we're going to give you a hotel for the weekend. We're going to, you know, have a luncheon for you, all this kind of stuff. And, you know, you want a scholarship. Say, oh, yeah, I know we won the scholarship last year, but this sounds like a fun weekend. Let's go for it.
Yeah.
And then here at the conference, they give us another another check. So it's just crazy. I mean, we're just getting our socks blessed off.
So tell me this. Had you ever been to Hinman before, Jackson?
No, this is my first
one. What's been your thoughts?
Well,
obviously, getting a check's awesome, but tell me what you thought about the meeting.
Coolest thing is the community aspect of it, how the Hinman members themselves are friends, and they come back to this year after year and get to continue those relationships. And then, obviously, the learning aspect is cool. I heard a good speaker this morning, Dr. B. I forgot his first full name. But anyways, just the big community aspect, how everybody's kind of friends and, excited to see each other.
Have you got a chance to walk the floor much?
No. Oh. We came straight out here.
You need to walk the floor a little bit. It is literally mind-blowing. I mean, it's just like completely overwhelming.
It's like Comic-Con of dentistry.
No, it's 100% Comic-Con of dentistry.
Yeah.
All right, Alex, what about you? You've been here before, haven't you?
I have a couple times, but typically, or when I went before, I was a pre-dental.
Okay.
So this is technically my first Hinman as a dental student.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's a great reminder for me because with all the ASDA trips that I go on and I have so many friends in ASDA I get really upset about the thought of, graduating and not seeing all the ASDA friends. But then I'm like, oh, there's things like this where I'll see all my colleagues we'll all be dentists and can come and do CE.
Well, that's been what's neat this weekend is, hey, Pam and I are talking about, we've bumped into probably 30 of our classmates, or about that, just kind of the classes around us. This weekend, Tennessee actually does a reception one night, so we get to see people, and so it's been really fun. And honestly, it's great because other than that, I'm not going to be able to keep up with them. We get into our bubbles a little bit, and y'all will find that. Obviously, you don't know that now because you live in such community. But when you graduate and you go into private practice, you're going to be in that bubble. So yeah, it's just awesome. I think it's crazy. So it looks like I have this list here. Basically, we've got students from the Dental College of Georgia, Medical University of South Carolina, Dental Medicine, Meharry, UAB, Florida, Kentucky, Louisville, Mississippi, North Carolina, Tennessee, BCU, all these different schools were represented are getting scholarships. And that's insane. So props to them. I had no idea that literally every dollar that was basically excess went to doing that. And then they're giving them to hygiene students, assistants, lab techs. It's really neat. So shout out to them. But yeah, I wanted to have y'all on for a second because I thought that was pretty cool. What are you gonna do with the money?
I mean, for me, I was just telling Dr. Dunwoody that this is the first time in my life in dental school of when I'm completely financially independent and trying to, learn how to budget on my own. And yeah, it's hard.
Yeah,
it's really hard.
I hate budgets.
I mean, I've been really grateful for the cheap education I had for undergrad and my parents were supporting me. And so now being completely on my own, it's been a new eye-opening experience, but definitely I've been so grateful to have support because otherwise I think I would be a lot more stressed out.
Yeah. What about you, Jackson? You can buy anything fun?
Well,
Jackson has a baby on the way.
I was gonna say we got a couple exciting things going on. Mainly the main exciting thing is a baby on the way.
Congratulations,
baby.
Man.
Thanks.
That's fantastic. Yeah.
So I know life gets a little expensive at that point.
I think it does.
So a lot's going to go towards that, towards school. We were just talking about before, I'm doing American Ninja Warrior. I did that last year.
No way.
Doing it again this year. So the training, having a gym membership, that kind of stuff,
costs
a little bit, and maybe traveling.
Dude, good for you. That's awesome. Well, I love to hear the story because that's obviously what what it's all about. And it's neat that the people that are coming to this meeting are making that kind of impact on the two of y'all and the rest of your colleagues.
Yeah, we honestly have been blown away by the generosity and just how much they invest in us. It's we're truly grateful.
Yeah.
Sweet.
Yeah, it's so awesome. Absolutely.
Well, everybody, thank you for listening. Thank you for being a part of our Hinman Dental excursion this weekend. I am exhausted. We are done. This is a wrap. We hope to see you next year. Like I said, it has been a blast of a weekend and we are so thankful and we won't be missing it. So everybody, work smarter, not harder. We'll see you in a couple weeks.
Thank you for listening to The Millennial Dentist. Visit us online at millennialdentist.com.